USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After more than a week of tributes to the late Senator John McCain, a private burial service is scheduled for this afternoon for McCain at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Yesterday, at a memorial service at Washington's National Cathedral, among the many who spoke was McCain's daughter, Megan.
We gather here to mourn the passing of American greatness. The real thing, not cheap rhetoric from men who will never come near the sacrifice he gave so willingly.
Many believe that was a jab at President Trump, who was not invited to yesterday's service. The U.S. is officially suspending $300 million in aid to Pakistan over what President Trump says is its failure to act decisively against Taliban insurgents. He accuses Pakistan of protecting insurgents who are fighting in neighboring Afghanistan. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Tensions running high in Houston Saturday as more than 100 protesters and counter-protesters clash outside an Islamic event being held downtown. About 20 members of a group calling itself the Texas Patriot Network gathered near the George R. Brown Convention Center, where the 55th Annual Islamic Society of North America event is being held this weekend. They were outnumbered by about 80 counter-protesters, and police say three people had to be detained after a protester ran through a barricade and started punching a counter-protester. The NTSB says an electronic logging device has been removed from the big rig involved in a deadly crash with a Greyhound bus in New Mexico on Thursday.
We will continue to move forward in our investigation and looking at these on Monday.
That's an NTSB spokesman on the crash that killed seven, but a pregnant woman who survived the crash is reportedly now given birth to twins. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In this week's Democratic Address.
To the millions of American workers working too many hours for too little pay, let me tell you, you aren't invisible to me. You're not invisible to Democratic office holders in this country.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown saying on this Labor Day weekend that the Trump administration does not respect American workers, while Democrats do.
We see you, we hear you, we fight for you. We fight for paid family leave, we fight for sick leave, we fight for overtime pay, we fight to give workers a say on the job, we fight to save America's pensions.
In the weekly address, Brown also says that worker wages have fallen because President Trump has chosen corporations over workers. A Kansas man who spent 17 years in jail while his lookalike walked free wants more than $1 million compensation. Richard Jones was convicted of aggravated robbery nearly two decades ago, but other prisoners remarked that he looked a lot like another man who they knew. When a judge saw photos of both men and learned the other man lived in the same neighborhood where the crime took place, he tossed out Jones' conviction. And a video of a Florida police officer being chased by a tiny pig's gone viral. The police officer responding to an animal complaint. As he ran from the little pig, he recorded himself saying, "The pigs are being chased by little pigs." How funny is that? For USA Radio News.